Ramsey TV.
Ladies and gentlemen, you always must remind yourself that while he was on earth, Jesus Christ purposely held back. He purposely didn't say stuff that he knew because the timing was wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, if anyone knows the timing of a thing, it's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he's getting insight information from God. Yes, to the point that his disciples asked him in Acts chapter 6, are you at this time restoring the kingdom to Israel? There was no more appropriate question than that one. After Jesus had died for the sins of the people, risen from the dead, it was a logical question, are you now taking the kingdom? We know you've been given all power, but are you going to exercise all power? He says, not yours to know the times or the seasons. Because, see, there is a time and a season for everything. And when Jesus was on earth disguised as a Jew, the Son of God was disguised as a Jew, I should say, that was one of his assumptions, one of his roles. He withheld information. He's intelligent. He's in on the timing. He's not going to spill the beans on everything because it's not the time or the place or the person. Peter was not the person to give celestial truth to. This was not the person that Jesus Christ wanted to say that, you know, the highest form of love ever is to die for your enemies. No, Peter couldn't even hear that. It was all Peter could handle was to hear that the greater love has no man than to die for his friends. That's the ceiling in the circumcision gospel. But Jesus Christ saved a greater manifestation of love for another guy, and that was Paul. Paul gives us that information in Romans chapter 5. And again, I always remind you in John 3, when Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night, Jesus says to Nicodemus, I'm telling you of the terrestrial, and we're going to get into this. We're going to get into the difference between heaven and earth. You can't just say, well, Israel's for heaven and for earth, the body's for heaven and for earth. It's as bad as mixing up Peter's letters with Paul's letters. You just can't do that. Jesus said you can't do it legally and scripturally. Jesus said to Nicodemus, if I tell you of the terrestrial and you're not believing, how should you believe if I should be telling you of the celestial? But Jesus Christ did not tell Nicodemus about celestial things any more than he told Peter, James, and John about this new ceiling, raised the bar of love when he told Paul that he died for enemies and sinners. But what Jesus said in the book of John is perfectly consistent with the circumcision gospel. Now, we are back to my book here that you can order today, and you should order today. And why haven't you ordered it yet? That's what I'd like to know. The First Idiot in Heaven, it's about the Apostle Paul. The reason, if you're watching the studio cam, the reason he has welding goggles on, I know that welding goggles were not invented in the first century, but this is sort of avant-garde, you see. This is impressionistic art. You're supposed to look at this, see that Paul was seeing things, high things beyond this world, and he was seeing things that were so bright, namely the glorified Christ, that he had to wear welding goggles. You will find no photo anywhere of any circumcision saint wearing welding goggles, because when Jesus Christ appeared to them, he appeared as a regular, run-of-the-mill, good old ex-carpenter from Nazareth. You don't need welding goggles to protect yourself from the glory of a humiliated Christ in a Jew suit. The glorified Christ appeared to Paul. That should give you a clue as to the nature of the message brought by Paul. Now, back to my book here, difference number 22. Is this something else or what? It's hard to believe this is in the Bible. And yet, in the gospel of the circumcision, that is Peter's gospel, they, meaning the circumcision, they tend to have difficulty apprehending Paul. They tend to not understand everything Paul says. Some things Paul says are hard to understand. Ooh, who said that? Peter did. I will just quote him because this seems so phenomenal. And Peter says in 2 Peter 3, 15 through 16, "And be deeming the patience of the Lord salvation, according as our beloved brother Paul also writes you." Remind me to tell you about transadministrational truths. That's what I need to tell you about. Was Paul still a brother? Was he still, did he still come under the Lord's ministry? Yes, just different ministries. This is important to understand. We can't make the mistake. I'm getting off on a sidetrack. I'll probably be on this for the rest of the show. We can't make the mistake of just because you see the word grace, say, in Peter's gospel, that therefore, and because you read of grace in Paul, that therefore, Peter and Paul are teaching the same gospel. That is illogical. Grace was shown to Noah. I mentioned this in my newsletter called Protecting Paul's Gospel. Go back to my archives, martinzenner.com, ZWTF, and look down the archives, Protecting Paul's Gospel. I mentioned the fact that there is a little bit of illogic, a lot of illogic being used to say that, well, because they use these words, therefore, they're the same. And I showed examples, I quoted passages from the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament, showing how grace is transadministrational. I always like to use that word when I get the chance. I got a big chance right now. Transadministrational means that these concepts belong. They're part of both Gospels. Grace is part of both Gospels. Jesus Christ is the inaugurator and the bringer of both Gospels. There are some commonalities. There is a kingdom associated with Israel. There is a kingdom associated with Paul. But just because there are commonalities, you cannot then make the logical leap to say that these are exactly the same messages. We know they're not because of Galatians 2:7. Peter has the gospel of the circumcision, Paul of the uncircumcision. To say that the commonality of the word grace, oh, Peter says grace, I saw it right there. He used the word grace, and Paul uses the word grace. That's like saying that because plants and animals both utilize sunshine, therefore plants are animals. Huh? Nobody would say that. So let's not let anybody say that, well, because I see the word grace here. Oh, another perfect example, circumcision remnant Paul mentions in Romans 11. Paul says that according to the choice of grace, there is a remnant. I think it's Romans 11, 5. And that remnant, Paul puts forth as proof that God has not forsaken the covenantal promises that he gave to Israel. It was grace that allowed a remnant to exist at all, because, again, Paul uses the example of Elijah there to say that just like in the days of Elijah, when Elijah thought that he was the only one that was left, they had torn down the altars, killed the prophets, God says, no, 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 I've left myself a remnant according to the choice of grace. Oh, grace, the word grace is there, therefore this must be an uncircumcision remnant. No. Don't make that mistake. It's the choice of grace. It was the grace of God that allowed any remnant to exist at all. So grace is a transadministrational truth. So is the word kingdom. And this is a mistake I see common in even among teachers in the body of Christ. Is another example would be the trumpets. They see a trumpet in Revelation that's announcing woe and doom and wholesale death. And they also see a trumpet in 1 Corinthians 15. Paul says the trumpet, Christ shall blow the trumpet, and the dead in Christ shall raise first. Oh, there's a trumpet, and there's a trumpet. Must be the same event. Ladies and gentlemen, this is poor exegesis. This is a bad way to interpret the scripture. We must be discerning. We must look at context. The similarity, the presence of a similar word does not a similar message make. Peter was a teacher. Paul was a teacher. Therefore, they're bringing the same message. Jesus Christ took a message to Peter. Jesus Christ took a message to Paul. Therefore, it's the same message. No. You have to look at context. Watch what's happening in the unveiling when that trumpet blows. Watch what happens next. Then go to 1 Corinthians 15 and look what happens with that trumpet. So back to Peter. Deeming the patience of the Lord's salvation, according as our beloved brother Paul also writes to you, according to the wisdom given to him. This is scripture. According to the wisdom given to him. There was a particular wisdom given to Paul that was not given to Peter. You must understand this, is that Peter, the reason Peter had that sheet lowered and that he saw those animals, the unclean and unclean, and because the Lord told him, Peter, kill and eat. Peter said, I can't. I never eat an unclean animal. Jesus said, don't call unclean what I have cleansed. What Jesus Christ was doing was preparing Peter for the coming of Paul. It didn't mean that Peter would jump ship and become a member of the body of Christ and embrace Paul's gospel. No, he stayed true to his own gospel. But he had to be shown this revelation to even accept Paul, to even let Paul in the door. And this was important for Paul's ministry to gain a foothold, that he would have the right hand of fellowship from the chief apostle. This was critical. It's a practical thing. This is politics. These guys weren't floating on a, 3 inches above the ground. They had the same problems, the same considerations that we have. It was important for Paul to be legitimized by Jerusalem. Jerusalem said that Paul was to go to the nations with a different message. We get that from Galatians 2, verse 7, the gospel of the uncircumcision. Peter himself did not understand the finer points of that gospel, and he wasn't meant to. And he says it right here. I'll keep reading if I can possibly get through this without commenting. Be deeming the patience of our Lord's salvation, according as our beloved brother Paul also writes you, according to the wisdom given to him, and also in all the epistles. Whose epistles? Paul's. Speaking in them, Paul's epistles, concerning these things, in which are some things hard to apprehend. Hard to apprehend. They're not hard to apprehend for us, because we don't have the Israelite baggage. Peter's baggage, like Peter, if he were to take his baggage to any airlines and they put it on the scale, I don't believe the scale has the measurement capability to gauge Peter's baggage. And Peter would be grounded. Oh, isn't that an appropriate thing to say? Because Peter was grounded on the earth. I'm going to explain to you tomorrow another difference between Peter and Paul, and it has to do with apprehension. Peter has a hard time even grasping Paul's gospel. He just saw the fringes of it, saw the edges of it. It was very soft focus to him. He wasn't about to jump onto that ship. No, because he was given a commission by Jesus Christ to shepherd the nations, to sit on one of 12 thrones. But he saw enough of it to realize that God, and God is also a common denominator, dare I say, between these two evangelists. God himself had called Paul. And Peter got special revelations in order to understand that. But he did not understand Paul's gospel. But it was enough for him to give Paul the right hand of fellowship and to not toss him into the Jordan River.